Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Does everybody want to rule the world? Certainly, it does seem that Russia does, but I'm getting a little bit concerned about Biden's behavior, and I wanted to ask Stephen Grews that question, because there definitely does seem to be maybe a little bit more saber-rattling than is necessary. Maybe it's perfectly necessary. I'm a bit confused by it. Stephen Grews is the head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. What is the latest coming out of the Ukraine?
Thanks, Charles. Excuse me, and good morning. Well, yeah. The troops stationed by the Russian troops have been increasing. The numbers I've seen talk about 150,000 troops on the Ukrainian border. Also, they are doing military exercises in Belarus, which is a neighboring country to Ukraine and very close to Moscow politically, and they're moving their troops around there. The troops stationed in the Crimea. So in terms of the number of soldiers, that hasn't diminished. There were reports last week that Putin was withdrawing some of his forces, but that appears to be not verified. I think the latest has been the attempt by French President Emmanuel Macron to get a solution to this problem. He visited Moscow, and he's had two very quite extensive discussions with Putin, and then back to the White House. So there's a flurry of diplomatic activity to try and stave off what might be an imminent invasion. Mm. The Russians, of course, have denied that they have any intention to do so. They said that the West is responsible for war talk in the press. And certainly, you know, we have seen that from Western leaders, including Biden, saying that an attack is imminent. Some of his officials, some of his generals. So I think everybody is taking this very, very seriously, and we could be on the brink of Europe's most serious war since 1945.
And of course, it might be Europe's war, but it isn't just Europe's war, because we do live in a global, our economy is global. Everything that happens, and especially with regard to a country like Russia, is going to have a significant impact on us, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think we live in such an interconnected world that we can't escape it. In fact, I'm doing a talk on Thursday with my institute looking at the Ukraine crisis and its effects on Africa. One of the things is we may see soaring oil prices, which we know all about that in South Africa. You know, there's just a lot of talk about the natural gas industry, which Russia is a big supplier to Europe. If that gets disrupted, what happens? You know, and I think it's also the principle of a big state bullying a smaller one on its borders and wanting to have, if not completely annex it or take the territory, so at the very least have a compliant leader in the capital that would be more favorable towards Washington, towards Moscow, which they don't have. Vladimir Zelensky is quite independent-minded. I think he's quite worried about what's going to happen, but one would definitely say he's not that close to Putin.
Right. Well, that certainly seems to be the case. What about Biden? Biden's particularly unpopular. We also know that a war unites people behind a president. Often, we've seen that in the United States a fair amount of times, that war is needed to unite people and to save a presidency. What are your thoughts on that with regard to Biden?
President Trump was the first American president in about 15 or 20 years that didn't commit America to a new war.
How's that for ironic?
I don't think Biden wants war. And his approval ratings are low. I'm not sure that American troops are going to be put on the ground. Well, I mean, they have indeed moved American troops through NATO in some of the Eastern European countries. I don't think that he's war-mongering and that he has appetite for war. I think the strategy... The strategy that's been adopted is when there's any inkling of a plan to invade, to make that public and therefore take away the element of surprise from Russia and maybe force their hand and force them to change plans. Yeah, but a war nobody really wants, but we do seem to be going down that road. I think there's only so much that diplomacy can do, and both sides have said they welcome it. They're talking about now a possible summit between Putin and Biden. But, yeah, you know, it's not unknown for a leader that's unpopular to commit to hostilities in order to boost his or her flagging rating.
What is likely to happen if Russia invades Ukraine? Does that mean that they invade Ukraine and they annex the area, they remove parliament completely, and everybody just becomes reports to Moscow? Or how does it work?
We don't know exactly what could happen. I mean, the one factor in Ukraine is that there's two little areas in the east which have actually been fighting fighting against the central government at least since 2014. And Russia has said in the Duma, in the parliament, that it would actually recognize those as independent little statelets. So that's one option, is that Russia moves in to consolidate gains in those areas. Others have said this could be a full-scale invasion, incorporating Kiev and other cities, and then a complete occupation of Ukraine, or something in the middle. You know, NATO is right on Ukraine's borders, but Ukraine is not a member, so NATO are not obliged to consider an attack on Ukraine, an attack on NATO. But forces have been moving into the area. I think everybody's very worried. I think you'd have to look at the military strategist to know exactly what might happen if there is an invasion. I don't think we are definitely heading for that. I think there are still diplomatic avenues that will be tried until the very last minute. Some have said, you know, President Putin didn't want to embarrass his friend Xi Jinping in China by invading during the Winter Olympics. Well, there was a closing ceremony last night, so we may be a step closer.
Is that what, I saw a comment that wars in Europe never start on a Wednesday. There have been some of the most strange comments coming out of Russia. Your thoughts?
It's not unheard of. I mean, I know at my office we rarely schedule an event on a Monday or a Friday. We don't send out invitations on a Friday generally as a rule. I haven't heard this particular comment, but yeah, you know, the strategist will make their calculations. I think a lot of wars start at 3 in the morning.
Oh, really?
So we'll have to see.
Oh, I'm almost up that time, so I'll keep an eye, and I'll call you if anything happens.
Cool.
All right. We certainly will be chatting to you again as we follow this story. We're trying to keep an eye on what is going on the Russia-Ukraine border, trying to understand what is likely to happen. That was Stephen Grust, head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs.